sits out there by that table with the TV out there by the victim services.
Oh, thank you for telling us. I had no idea. Thank you.
I'll put it back when we're all done.
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir. And what is your name, sir? Repeat it again, sir. Your name? Okay. The owner, Mr. Johnson, will serve as a lead. So that's all I'm sure.
Is it Guerrero or Guerrero?
Guerrero. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Sir, could you state your full name and ABC number for us for the record? Okay, sir, that's okay. Can you turn that up a little bit? That's probably good.
Continue to talk and see if that'll work.
Okay. So you're here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members that are going to be conducting a hearing this morning. You have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's on board chair, and my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today, sir. Also with us, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as the parole office, is Mr. Westby, sir. Mr. Turner, sir. So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing the form advising you of this hearing, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, sir, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself, sir.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, Mr. Morales. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir? Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So the allegation on your warrant states that you're violating the Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by the act of changing your place of residence at Transitional Living Communities, TLC Act 843 West Thurber Road in Tucson, on or about May 12, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus you are an absconder from supervision. So is that true or false?
It is.
Is it true or false? Okay.
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Morales, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Morales, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two to get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you, sir. Then give you the opportunity to present any information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Turner.
Yes, Morales was released from ADC custody on 5-7-2018. And arrested on 7-23-2018 by Tucson PD. No new charges noted. Turned back to ADC custody on 7-23-2018 with an adjusted CSCD of 12-14-2018 with 72 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year and 6 months. Prior convictions, 1995, trafficking in stolen property, 7 years. 1996, armed robbery, 5 years. 2006, marijuana violation, 4 years. 2007, narcotic drug violation, 4 years. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. He is a suspected member of the STG Centennial. Prior term to supervision, 2002, TIS release, arrested on a tech violation, revoked by BOEC. 2010, TIS release completed, 1 month. Disciplinary is moderate but disorderly conduct, assault with a weapon, and rioting noted. Other arrests, 1988, theft of a vehicle, California juvenile detention. 1989, assault, California unknown. 1993, robbery, California unknown. 2014, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GD score of G5, V6.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Morales, I see that when you were released, you were approved to resign at Tell City Halfway House at 843 West Third Road in Tucson. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then were you working during that period of time?
I couldn't work because I was trying to call for SSI because
of
the three
injuries
in my head.
Okay, I didn't quite agree. You didn't work because of something to your head?
Yes, sir. Well, I have a lot of issues with my head. I couldn't say it. sorry.
Did you realize and start doing any drugs, sir?
I didn't drink, Your Honor, sir. But I didn't go over the drugs and stuff like that. This family didn't feel bad.
Okay. So did you get SSI established, or are you still working on that, sir?
My caseworker told me that I needed to come and do my time the way I didn't start it, and then get arrested because I'm going to start over again, which I didn't really see a problem with that, but I took your advice. I was going to turn myself in on the 1st of August, but I got caught a week before that, so it kind of helped me out a little bit, because I wasn't really too happy about turning myself in.
Okay. What's the hours? Let me see if my board member has any questions for you.
No, sir. I don't have any Mr. Lee, sir.
Okay, sir. We're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to us coming up on a conclusion, sir?
I'm sorry to take up your time. I thought it was better than my dad right there before I got another case. What? They talked to you there, was very disrespectful, and when I'm bipolar around, sometimes I can't control myself. I thought with my dad, I'll bet I'll do my violation and catch another assault case.
That sounds like a very, very wise move, sir. Are you taking any medications while you're in there, sir?
I am, sir. I'm taking Risperdal.
All right, sir, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board's now going into discussion. Mr. Morales appears to was doing good. He was at TLC and said he was having some problems with his head. They were giving him some pressure about paying rent, and because he was having medical issues with his head, he was applying for SSI and he couldn't work, and if he worked, that was going to mess up his SSI. So he left there and says that he was staying with just different family members as he was out. He didn't do any drugs, however. He did drink some alcohol during that period of time. He was an absconder for 72 days, which is very difficult to overlook. Says when he was contacted by Tucson PD, he was riding a bicycle. The bicycle didn't have a light, and it was starting to get dark, and the police officer stopped him and found out he had a warrant. Mr. Morales has about 3 months left on his community super on his parole. I think it's going to be best that he go ahead and complete that time and stay on his medications, get stabilized, and work out a plan with his CO3 so that when he gets out, he won't have to be involved in any negative behavior, have negative contact with law enforcement. But I think that if he takes that time and gets himself together when he gets out, hopefully we won't have to see Mr. Morales ever come back before this board again.
I agree with you, sir.
Okay, therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Morales, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed about to lapse into criminal ways or company. As he was an absconder for 72 days, we don't know exactly what he was doing during that period of time, and also consuming alcohol while during that period of time.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Dr. Ryan. Okay, Mr. Morales? Mr. Morales? Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on December 14th of 2018, which is just a few months away. At the time that when you're released, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You'll be free to move about, sir. You won't have to go to a halfway house at that time. So kind of work with your CO3 there to see if there's any program or work with you to make sure you get your SSI while you're still there. So when you get out, you can be stabilized on your medication, sir, and take care of all of your issues and hopefully be a productive citizen and not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement again, Mr. Morales. We do want to wish you the best, sir, and thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. Thank you, Mr. Morales. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
All right, thank you, sir, and God bless you.
All right, set the phone down so the next person could come in, sir.
Yes, sir.